With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is proposing that newborn babies be given $1,000 in special Trump accounts to be used later in life. Bob Agnew reports.
The president hosted a roundtable event where he called the proposed accounts a pro-family initiative that will help millions of Americans harness the strength of our economy to lift up the next generation. The money would be placed into an index fund to be managed by the child's legal guardians. Dell Technologies founder Michael Dell said the accounts would make today's newborns more likely to graduate college, start a business, buy a home, and achieve lifelong financial stability. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. arrests another Chinese scientist for allegedly smuggling biological material into the country.
A Chinese scientist has been arrested while arriving in the U.S. in Detroit. It's the second case in days involving the alleged smuggling of biological material. The female scientist is accused of shipping biological material months ago to members of a laboratory at the University of Michigan. The material is described as related to certain worms, which requires a government permit. The scientist was interviewed and arrested Sunday after arriving on a flight from China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Pentagon plans to deploy about 700 Marines to Los Angeles to help National Guard members respond to immigration protests. That's according to three U.S. officials who spoke Monday as California prepared to sue President Trump over his use of the Guard troops, and growing numbers of demonstrators took to the city's streets for a fourth day. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point, the NASDAQ Composite Index rose 61, the S&P 500 rose 5 points. Oil was up 74 cents to $65.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. Hopes for peace in the Middle East are dimming.
It's not surprising, given the massive attack by Hamas in 2023 and the ongoing struggle that it spawned in Gaza. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 16% of Jews in Israel believe there's any hope their country can live in peace with a Palestinian state right next door. And only 40% of Israeli Arabs think it's possible. Those percentages are the lowest in more than a decade of polling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team is using a mix of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. The walls and ceiling of the church are covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Maxo Vanka, rendered in 1937 and 1941. They mix religious imagery with dramatic depictions of war, immigrant life, and other social issues of the day. This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guideline by early next year.
The announcement means Canada will achieve NATO's spending target of 2% of gross domestic product 5 years earlier than previously planned. The Prime Minister says Canada's military equipment has aged and only one of its four submarines is seaworthy. NATO figures show Canada's estimated military spending was about 1.3% of its 2023 GDP. Carney noted that Canada would diversify its defense spending away from the United States. George Williams reporting.
Hurricane Barbara continued plowing northwest away from land Monday after strengthening from a tropical storm earlier in the day. The storm marked the first of the eastern Pacific hurricane season. Swells from the storm will affect the Mexican southwest coast. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.